Blog Talk Radio.
Free time, I take my sweet time. While y'all free time, consistent, I'm pressing rewind.
this when it's time to perform. Staying clear, phony righteous Nick, leave me alone. Just observe, cause I'm holding my own. You can't hold me down, I'm holding my own always. Then a business when it's time to perform. Staying clear, phony righteous Nick, leave me alone. Just observe, cause I'm holding my own.
Welcome, welcome to Philly Shine. What's up, Philly? What's going on with everyone out there? Hope y'all being safe while y'all partying on this Friday evening. Shout out to my big brother, Navio Sky. Shout out to my big sis, Honest Fire. She at the casino doing her thing, taking their money, I hope. What's going on, Philly? What's up? How y'all doing out there tonight? We got a guest caller by the name of M. Dot. Young up-and-coming artist. What's up, M. Dot? You there?
Yes, sir. What's good with you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you good, fam. Introduce yourself and tell Philly who you are and where you from.
Yeah, well, basically, I'm from Philly, you know, the Germantown section, be more exact. You know, I'm a rapper slash producer slash engineer. Slash a lot of shit, you know what I mean? Like, I'm on Google, M.B, the realest. It's M.D.O.T.B.R.E.A.L.E.S.T. I mean, just Google me. You can find me on any website, Facebook, MySpace, YouTube, whatever, you know what I mean? What's up with you, though?
Well, you know, I'm just chilling, fam. I'm, you know, holding it down for my sis, Honest Fire, on the show tonight. And I got a chance to listen to some of your tracks, man. I got to say that, you know, you got some good music. You got some nice live joints on here. Actually, we're going to play a few tracks for the listeners out there tonight so they can get a taste of your material. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be in the building tomorrow for that hot event that we're hosting tomorrow night?
Oh, yeah. You know I'm in there. You know I'm in there. Yesterday when I was on the joint, I didn't know what the hell was going on. But, you know, I found out that my research. And I'm there, you know what I mean? All day.
Okay, that's what's up. For everyone who don't know, Philly Shine is hosting the Livest Swingers Sex Party event of the year. It's going down at Knife and Erie. Your host, Navio Sky, put something real big together. Ladies, fellas, it's going to be mad crazy. Y'all got to come out there, do y'all thing, show up. Support the movement. Right now, we're going to get into some music by the new artist here, M. Dot. We got this one track called I'm So Cold. We're going to check that out.
Oh, yeah.
Right here on Philly Shine.
I'm They call me M. Dot Choppy. I'm not like everybody. Not gonna say nothing about Illuminati. Nah, I forgot to mention that I was God's body. Yeah, I know a couple things, but ain't for everybody. Fuck what the haters say. Think I just paved the way to make it out the ghetto, take the stress and the pain away. Rain man, rain away. I'ma keep doing this. The boys on the block got white notes, tuna fish. Yeah, and I still be on some gutter shit. Gutter shit, fuck your baby mother shit. Drop a ransom, kidnap your big brother shit. You know M. Dot always be on some other shit. But on some other shit, I'm living the life. M. Dot is on the scene, we gon' have a good night. We gon' party out this motherfucker. Drink out this motherfucker. Everybody know we got cake up in this motherfucker. We got Nuvo on deck if your purpose is sweet. See, I'm a hustler, I'll be out here dressing the street. Pops told me I was rocking with best in the teeth. Cause niggas hate, I ain't out here impressing the street. You could be with me or you could be without me. And I can care less about how you feel about me. Relationship status, still single, yo. But I be breaking down the walls, Chris Jericho. You can ask all the bitches I hit. My Facebook is only half of the bitches I get. You got bodies all wants to work chain for the shit. The only way I call you back is to rain the shit. I'm so honest, I don't lie about playing the bitch. So when you see me doing me, I'm just saying this shit. I'm so bold, I'm so bold. She like, I'm so cold, I'm so cold.
929-0172.
That was a hot track by my man here, M. Dot. M. Dot, why don't you tell us the inspiration behind that track, I'm So Cold?
Basically, shit. Well, some real shit, the inspiration was weed. For real, for real. I smoked an L, and I was liking the beat. And I had heard a whole track already, so it was like, I imitated him a little bit, you know. But after that, I put my originality on there, you know, and I was fucking with the track, you know. And I really ain't going to change the subject matter as far as the beat, you know what I mean? So I put Usher back on the joint just to let him know, like, yeah, I can do a little remix like that if I was in the industry. And that's why the name of my album is called In the Street to the Industry, because I'm in the street trying to make it to the industry. But I'm trying to show y'all that I'm from the street, but I can be just like these niggas in the industry. And that's basically why I did it like that.
Okay, as you should. It was definitely a hot track. I got to admit that. So I hope the rest of the music, I hope the callers, they agree with us. Definitely a hot track. M. Dot, I'm So Cold, guest caller for tonight. You going to stay with us for a little while, right?
Yeah, I'm on here. I'm on deck.
All right, okay. Okay, that's what's up. We going to go to a caller right now. Right now we got 215-771. Welcome to Philly Sean. What's your name and where you calling from?
What's good? It's that bitch Fire, the brown skin heifer from Air It Out Radio, showing y'all some love. What's going on?
Oh, what's going on, baby girl? How you doing tonight?
You act like you ain't know who I was. What's going on?
Oh, I mean, you know, I got to have you announce to the listeners and everything who you is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I want people
mm-hmm.
out there to
listen
to
know
who
know.
You are.
What's going on?
So what's
y'all
going on tonight? What you
over
what's
there?
Up?
No,
yeah, you know, we're trying to hold
love.
It down. I appreciate that. I definitely appreciate that. You know, I'm holding the show down for my sister while she out there doing her gambling thing at the casino. I hope she wins.
Right.
I see she up there tanning it up.
Right.
But, you know what the topic for tonight is, right?
I kind of do. Tell me again, make sure I got it all together here. All right.
The topic for tonight's show is, have you ever had a one-night stand? And if you have, what was the result of it?
Unfortunately, I've never had a one-night stand. I want to, though. But, nah, I haven't had one. Almost came close.
Never had one before?
Nah, just, I don't know. I got, like, a three-month rule, so... I know. 3 months is a long time, but that's my new policy.
Wow.
I know. Look.
You trying
hey.
To give a dude blue balls, ain't you?
Listen, but he don't get ass anyway in between the weeks, so it don't even matter. So he good. You know how y'all guys are. Y'all still going to screw whatever in between whatever y'all trying to screw in the first place, so it's all good.
What if you get a dude that's really trying to be faithful to you like that? Then what?
Well, that's what's up. I mean, but I still got a 3 month rule. I mean, if he's trying to be faithful, that's good. I mean, I won't really truthfully ever know, but, you know, it is what it is.
That's true.
But
that's true.
My rule.
But you did say you would like to have one, right?
I would, but I don't know. I just, I'm a little flaky on it. If it happened, it happened,
so
and I just let it happen, but no. No,
have you ever seen someone like at work or someone around the neighborhood where you just was like, yeah, I would definitely break them off something just for one night?
Nah. Like, I don't really be seeing that I really want like that. You know what I mean? Now, a couple industry people, yeah, I could say, yeah, I would break them off something like that. But, you know, that the chances are kind of slim with it happening. But, you know, no. Nah.
Who's got the top three?
Trey Songz and The Rock. I like The Rock. I don't know why.
The Rock, the wrestler.
I know. Don't laugh. I like them pretty boys.
No, I mean, I'm saying.
I'm starting to fuck with Carmelo. Carmelo Anthony. I'm digging him, too. I'm digging him.
Oh, no, I don't think Lala going to give Carmelo up.
I don't really want him. I just, you know, like, I said, for that one night. She can have him back after that. So,
okay. I'm sure on one of his road trips, he probably wouldn't mind.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
what they
you
do.
Know, like, hey, I'm quite sure he'd.
Yeah, I mean, no hard feelings, no strings attached. Keep
exactly.
it funky for that night and keep it moving.
Exactly. So, you know.
Yeah,
I didn't hear, like, what y'all, did you ever have a one-night stand? Because I didn't hear the beginning of the show, so I don't know if you was asked or not.
You asking me that?
Yeah, I'm asking you.
Oh, well, how you trying to turn this around? It's supposed to be my show. I'm supposed
I didn't hear what you, listen, I know, but I didn't hear what you had to say, so I'm just asking. So, have you?
All right, let me see. Have I ever had a one-night stand? Yeah, I've had a one-night stand before.
And
you know what happened? I ended up having a one-night stand, right? And it turned into where, though, she blew my mind. And
wow.
I tried to go back for seconds and thirds, and she told me straight up, it was just a fuck. You know,
wow.
No strings attached.
Now,
yeah,
I've
it came right
that,
at me like
not
that.
Not the first night, though. I pulled that out like, yo, it was just a fuck. Why are you calling me that? But, you know.
Yeah, she come at me just like that. And I was, you know, I was pretty heartbroken over that. Because I didn't
Aww.
Expect for her to put it on me the way that she did. And it was like, man, you know, I had to have it again. It was like mm-hmm. liquid crack. I had to have it again.
Wow. She played you the fuck out, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
Got him.
Pretty much. You know, I'm gonna keep it real. Pretty much. You know, I mean, most
Aww.
People not gonna keep it real on that note, but you know, here I try to keep it as real as possible.
But everybody so, yeah. has been strung out at one point in time. So you know what I mean.
That's true.
Is.
But most people won't admit it. But that, you're right. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I want to introduce you to my guest caller, M. Dot, up and coming new artist. That was his music that I played a few minutes ago. M. Dot, you want to introduce yourself to us? I can call it.
Yeah. What's up with you?
How you doing?
I'll be the fellas.
How you doing, Aspire? I'm good. I'm good. Just showing y'all some love. I like your song. Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, where you from?
I'm originally from Jersey, but I live in Shawhan, so. You know.
Shawhan, solid. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Shout out to Shawhan.
Does anybody else live there?
You, let me ask you this.
All down
you know
the
what,
county.
You coming out to our event Saturday night. You know about our event that we hosting from live Saturday night?
Yeah, I think you hit me up with it.
So you are you attending or what you doing?
I don't know. I might have to work on Saturday. Because,
it's Friday. Come on, that's a child.
No, listen, I'm a workaholic. I love to work. I love to make money. But I've been
making money tomorrow.
Crazy. I work 7 days a week if I can. Like, that's me. But, no, I've been in New York a lot. Like, I'm working on some things. I'm working on some stuff with Aubrey O'Day. Like, because I'm a songwriter, so that's basically what I'm doing. Like, I'm just, you know, trying to get some things kicked off. So that's my bread and butter. But if
you
I don't, I mean, I'm definitely trying to be there.
I want to hear some of that music, too. I want to hear some
it's
of that
coming.
Music.
It's,
right.
Listen.
I want to be able to play.
I sent him a song to Honest. I don't know if he played it or not, but I sent on one of my
Did you?
My rap
You know
songs.
What?
Yeah.
Do me a favor. Can you send me a track right now and highlight it with the subject line with my name on it so I could check it out and upload it and let the listeners hear, you know, what you're working with? Because I'll play it.
Oh, gosh. All right.
Can you
do that
in an MP3 form?
Yeah, of course. I'll have all my stuff in MP3. I don't play that. But
I want you to send me your hottest track.
He said my hottest
track. Yeah, your hottest.
A lot of my stuff is old. Some of my stuff is old and some stuff is not finished yet. But a lot of my stuff right now that I'm working on is mostly like the R&B popish. I kind of like slid over into that direction. So, but I definitely still do my rap thing, and I'll have a mixtape that's coming out pretty soon. But I'm moving like a little turtle, so I'm taking my time with it. I'm not in a rush. But I did. All right, what's the email address again? Is it the same as Fire's?
Yeah, the same exact one. Send it to them. Okay. Send it to hers. I'm gonna see it. I'm gonna listen to it. I'm gonna upload it. And it could be R&B. That's fine. That's okay. And then I'm gonna play. And we gonna see what the listeners what they think.
Oh gosh.
So yeah, what you mean? Oh, this is what you're working for, right? This is what you're working hard for. That's what you just got finished saying. This is why you're making them runs back and forth in New York, right?
Yeah, this is what I'm working off.
I
want to
hear a little snippet, though, like
you
a can. Little two,
what
three,
you
one.
I'm not really a
freestyle
rapper.
Like,
no,
like.
No. I'm not a freestyle rapper, unfortunately. I'm just not.
Oh, like,
I wish I was. I wish I was. Y'all don't want to hear me freestyle because I sound terrible. Y'all don't want that. I'm trying to help y'all out.
All right, we're not gonna put you on the spot for freestyling, but I am gonna put you on the spot for some of your for one of your tracks. I'm definitely doing that right now, right here, live on radio.
In my email, so I can send it. But y'all don't want to have me on hold waiting, so I don't want to have you on hold waiting. So why don't you put me on hold with continuing your show, and then I'll come back because I don't know.
All right, okay.
I don't want to hold the show
that.
Up. You know what I mean?
All right, okay. You go ahead and do that. I'm gonna leave you in the queue. I'm gonna mute your mic. You go ahead and do what you gotta do, and then I'm gonna bring you back and let me know if you just sent that, and then we gonna check it out, see what it sounds like.
Wait a minute. Tell me the email address one more time, because I think it deleted out of here. Is it Philly Shine?
HonestFire@gmail. Yeah, PhillyShine@gmail.com.
Oh, okay, there
we
go. Never mind. All right. Okay.
You got it. All right, okay. I'm going to come back to you in a few minutes. M. Dot, let me ask you, good brother, have you ever had a one-night stand?
It don't happen. Oh, shit, I'm running out of signal.
Yes, have you? No, you haven't? Yeah, he's like, can you hear me? M. Dot.
Yo, I hear you, but my signal is fading and shit. I'm good now.
You good?
You hear me?
All right, okay. Question I asked
was,
have you ever had a one-night stand before?
I had quite a few, yeah.
Okay, well, you want to tell our listeners out there, you know, one of the stories about your one-night stand, you know, good experience, bad experience, whichever you think is the better story.
I mean, like, it ain't really, you know, long story. You know, basically, like, I met this chick one night at a club or whatever, you know, we just flirting and shit, you know. I bought her a drink. She brought me a drink back on some fly shit, you know. That attracted me to her. We kept talking and shit, you know. At the end of the night, we ended up getting it in and staying in the car, whatever. You know what I mean? But after that, it was just like, keep it moving. You know, like, I didn't try to come back for seconds or nothing. I knew what it was. She knew what it was. She ain't never called me either, you know what I mean? And I had her number saved in my phone for a minute, you know. I ain't never even called her, but, you know. That's how that shit went down.
Okay, well, you know, at least y'all both knew what it was hitting for, you know what I mean? So it was all fun and games. Everybody got to play. No one got hurt in the end. You know, that's what it should.
Yeah.
That's how it should go. That's how it should ride. Well, so yeah, wasn't nothing wrong with that. I respect that. Okay, right now we're going to go into another track right here, Know You. It's a hot track. M. Dot, you going to stay with us for a while?
Yes, sir.
All right, okay. That's what's up.
Wanna get to know ya. Wanna get to know ya. Wanna get to know ya.
Just walked in the club like this. DJ in my mind, but the lights was dim. Look to the left, I'm still my friend. Soon as pretty young thing, big what night skin. I buy her a drink, but I got no answer back. When you turn around before she got on my lap, but said I already won. try and fall back, I am so cool. I have fun and on occasions I could be so rude. Cut it up from Hoop Street, look at the tattoo.
I wanna get to know ya.
Hey,
you hear anything? Yeah, do you hear anything? All right.
What's going on, man? You chilling up here or what? That was just Jackie O, Pussy Like Dope. Shout out to my man M. Dot. He's a guest caller tonight. We're going to be checking out some more of his hot tracks. What's going on, M. Dot?
Yeah, I'm chilling, man. I'm enjoying the show, man. You know, falling back, you know, got my little spliff lit. Got my little drinky drink, you know, I'm falling back tonight. It's windy as
That's
shit. It's like 60 miles per hour out there, Philadelphia, man. If you go outside, definitely wear your windbreaker because it's crazy out there right now.
Yeah, it's definitely frigid. Cold is definitely here now.
Chicago cold.
Chicago is windy. Yeah, Chicago is mad windy. But, you know, I want to give a shout-out to my big brother, Navio Scott. Brought y'all this crazy, crazy party that's going to be popping off tomorrow night from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. in the morning. No holds barred. There's going to be strippers. You're going to get a nice masquerade mask, a shot of liquor. As soon as you walk in through the door, it's going to be crazy. My man Sky right now, he's down at Pinnacle performing. Shout out to Mac, the promoter. Shout out to Ziggy. Shout out to Remy. They all going to be y'all guests and hosts for everybody to show up at the party tomorrow night. It's going to be crazy. If you miss it, you're lame. If you're there, you're going to have a great time. It's going to be a real, real great and crazy time. You definitely going to be there. Ain't that right, M. Dot?
Yeah, I'm going to be there for sure. You know what I'm saying? I'm letting my people know.
That's what's
up. They letting their people know. So we're going to make something happen tomorrow. It's going to definitely pop. For real.
Yeah, yeah. You know, a lot of people going to be tipsy. A lot of people going to be, you know, doing things that you normally don't get to do on an everyday basis, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
So, again, you know, just to y'all benefit, come on out to the event tomorrow night, nice and airy. It's going to be something to behold, man. It's going to really be crazy, man. Like, I'm real excited about it, you know?
You ain't the only one, bro.
Yeah, I hear that, most definitely. We're going to get into another one of these hot tracks that you did. This joint right here, I was kind of feeling this music right here, man. I Don't Know What to Do featuring J. Chrome. Why don't you tell our listeners about, you know, how you come about making that track with the boy J before we play it?
All right, well, actually, the ironic thing about this track is I made this joint yesterday. And
word, okay.
Yesterday
okay.
It was raining. It was raining yesterday, and we was in the studio. And I had some vocals or whatever that I had to lay over his house anyway, so we had to, like, two songs already. But it was, like, shit that was already planned to do, so it was boring. You know, wasn't nothing to do. It was raining and shit, so we had made a song called I Don't Know What to Do. You know what I'm saying? It was just basically just came like that. Like, the song was just on the spot. You know what I mean? Like, we didn't plan it. We didn't write it, anything. You know what I mean? We just went in the booth and we did what we did. And that's what came up. And I like
okay, that's what's up. I mean, that's what real artists do. I mean, you know, it could be sunny, it could be rainy, it don't matter. And, you know, just put your thing down and sometimes you come out with a number one hit. You know, that's what's up.
Yeah, exactly. Like I've been promoting the joint on Facebook since yesterday. And, like, that's my Reverb Nation is telling me that's going to be one of my number one songs, I guess, in a week. If the rate keeps going up the way it is, you know what I mean? Like, people paying it, like a lot of people playing it. I'm getting a lot of feedback. People telling me they like it, you know what I'm saying? So I'm a rock with it, you know what I mean? That's my man, J. Chrome, Candy Connect, representative, C-Boys. Shout out to Strip Makers, you know what I mean? We're doing this, you know what I mean? We're doing it real big. We're going to go hard. We're not going to stop. We're going to put Candy Connect on the mat, Philly, Somerville on the mat. Germantown, shout out. You know what I mean? We're going to do it. I'm saying we in our bag. We focus. We're going to do what we do. Point blank.
as you should, as you should. Well, we're going to definitely help get the music out there and see what the listeners think about it and everything. This track, M. Dot, featuring Drake J. Cone, I Don't Know What to Do.
Oh, no, nah, oh, no,
check,
oh, no, nah, oh, no,
check.
Hey, I'm getting so much money, don't know what to do.
Oh, no, do, oh, no, do.
Nigga, boy, getting all these honeys, don't know who to screw.
Oh, no, do, oh, no, do.
Don't be looking at me funny, cause what would you do?
Oh, no, do, oh, no.
See, when it come to grind and bring it back, this money, I know what to do.
Yeah, I know,
yeah, I know, I know what to do, cop we up again, do it again, keep bringing it in, guess who's singing again, them daddies up in this bitch, my high beats is making money and fucking with chicks, my career is making music, I'm crushing the shit, and me and Chrome make it rain, who fucking with this, who fucking with this, who fucking with this, my swag so crazy, I ain't gotta say nothing to chicks, she know I'm fly, so I ain't got a big game. That Obama change, I'm high as fuck plain. I got shitty thinking about sucking the crew. I know she probably like this. I don't know what to do.
Ay,
I'm getting so much money, don't know what to do.
I don't know, do, I don't know, do.
Now your boy getting all these honeys, don't know who to screw.
I don't know, do, I don't know, do.
Don't be looking at me funny, cause what would you do?
I don't know, do, I don't know.
See when they come to grind and bring it back this money, I know what to do.
Yeah, I know,
dude. Cash on deck, I'm talking bankroll. I'm making profit, I deposit to the bank close. See you lame ass niggas with the same hoe. I'm hitting different women, never see the same hoe. Hit them, hit us tough, but you know they lying. Fabricating all the whips and all the shit they buying. Swear these niggas probably never seen a diamond. J. Chrome, 100 carat, how a nigga shining.
I'm getting so much money, don't know what to do.
And all these honeys don't know who to screw.
I don't know, do, I don't know, do.
Don't be looking at me funny, cause what would you do?
I don't know, do, I don't know.
See when they come to grind and bring it back this money, I know what to do.
Yeah, I know, do, yeah, I know.
Chrome, what to do? Man, you tell me, I just caught the stupid watch. That shit LD, let's hit the strip club. Let's hit the casino up. Let's hit the call out with cash, they never seen that much. Let's fly to Miami, no, let's fly to Vegas. Let's hit the range, get an aim sharp for all the haters. Sounds like a plan, so what's the hold up? See young boy to the store, get a dust to roll up.
I'm getting so much money.
Oh, no, no, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no.
Getting so much money, don't know what to do.
I don't know, do, I don't know, do.
Now your boy getting all these honeys, don't know who to screw.
I don't know, do, I don't know, do.
Don't be looking at me funny, cause what would you do?
I don't know, do, I don't know.
See when it come to grind and bring it back, this money I know what to do.
Yeah, I know, do, yeah, I know, do.
That was M. Dot, new hot track featuring J. Chrome. That thing was murder, man. That thing really was murder.
Yeah, man, that was the bag I was in just yesterday, you know what I'm saying? And I got plenty more of that to go around, for real.
Okay, okay. We definitely gonna check some of that out, man. I mean, that was a pretty banging track. Right now, we gonna go to a couple callers. Let's see here. 702-557. What's your name? Where you calling from? Welcome to Philly Shine.
Hey, what's going on? This is Honey Banks.
How you doing, honey, baby? I'm glad you called in. What's up, Ma?
Ain't no
whole
lot.
You
probably
got it right now.
Yeah, I got it right.
Did you just hear that new hot track by my guest caller here, M. Dot?
Yeah, I did. That's kind of hot. I don't know what to do, huh? I hear that.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's
I appreciate
that's
it.
What's up.
Yeah. So what's going on tonight, gentlemen?
Oh, well, tonight, you know, we talking about, have you ever had a one-night stand?
That's funny. That's hilarious.
That's hilarious.
Well,
oh, no, you're not going to let go of that easily.
I mean, that's the question presented to you. I can dig that. For those that don't know, you know, I'm an up-and-coming, you know, adult entertainer, adult film entertainer. So I do that often, you know, but I get paid for it. So, you know, that I guess that puts me separately from everybody who's in a regular lifestyle. But before I got into it, yeah, I did it, you know. If I feel like, you know, I'm into a person, I'm feeling them like that, it might happen. You know.
Okay,
so
that's good stuff. Why don't you tell us, you know, where we can find you? Do you have any of your work, like, this on a DVD, online? You know, why don't you tell
actually,
us this is where we can find you at, Facebook, Twitter, all that good information.
Oh, yeah, you know, I'm definitely on Facebook, The Real Honey Banks with three X's, you know. You know, you can follow me on Twitter, ORGHUNIBANXXX. Let me see. It's, you know, you can find me anywhere. You can Google me, you know, like I said, HUNIBANXXX. Look me up. By me being up and coming, I'm currently in production for, you know, my DVD process and everything like that. So, but I have a couple things on the web that, you know, people can enjoy.
Okay, I think I'm going to have to go check that out. What you think, M. Dot?
Yeah, that sounds like a plan to me.
For real.
Because she's definitely sexy. So for all y'all that's listening out there, and y'all tired of seeing the same typical, you know, everyday run down or out porn stars. Miss Honey out, she's pretty sexy.
Don't be surprised if you get a friend request, honey. For real.
Well, you know, you might as well hurry up because I'm to the point where I can't even accept no more friends. I'm working on page number two. So, all right,
well,
you know,
gotta get page number
number
two.
Number
I'm working on page
there
number
for.
Two myself.
You know, for all the people that's on Facebook, you know, I have a fan page. They can like the fan page, get in on the topics and conversations and, you know, post pics, questions, queries, things like that, you know. So that's what it is. I'm loving it.
Okay, that's what's up. If you loving it, I'm loving it too. but you know what, though? I'm really curious. I'm really curious, and I'm sure our callers is curious as well. Like, tell me a story about, like, you know, one of the, have you worked with any famous male porn stars yet?
Not as of yet. I have had some requests from people, people that, you know, they are known in the industry and they see what I'm working with. So, I have a tag, it's the Queen of Ass Worship, you know, so that's my thing. And so, you know, people see what my assets are looking like, so they're trying to get in. So I'm making time for that to happen.
Okay, well, you
right
know,
now,
if they got any sense, you know, once they saw what I saw, I would definitely be knocking down your door and ringing your phone, too, to participate.
I mean, you know, it's a lot of love out here to be given, you know. But, you know, like I said,
I feel that. I see that and feel that 100%. Definitely do.
You know, I appreciate the love, baby. Appreciate it.
Oh, no doubt. You know, that's what we do here on Philly Shine. And not only that, but, you know, you're a good friend. You know, you're a funny person. You keep it real. You're about your business. Everything that we represent here. So, you know, I definitely wanted to get you on, and I definitely wanted you to get, you know, your email addresses and your web pages and so forth out there so everyone can see what I saw and, you know, pretty much get to appreciate your work, if I might say. And I really wish that you was here because with the event that we got going on tomorrow night, I'm sure you would have just killed the show.
Well, you know, I got plans on being on that side of the country right now. I'm on the West Coast, so I got plans on being out that way real soon. So maybe we can make that happen.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You make sure you keep my contact information because I definitely have yours. So when you get out here, let me know. I'll be the first person at the airport with a big sign that says Miss Honey XXX. You know, I'm going to have on my little limo driver hat and everything. And I'm going to welcome you to Philly.
Well, if you could throw a bow in with that, then we good. Just a limo hat and a
bow. In with that?
Just a limo hat and a bow.
Okay, well, hey, look. whatever honey wants, honey going to get. How about that?
I like that. Indeed,
Are you working right now, or do you have a few minutes to stay with us to ask a few more questions and find out about you?
I can stay.
Okay, all right. That's what's up. We want to get into some more music right now. Let me see here. We're going to play this joint, Last Donna. I really like this track. It's a hot track. And we're going to keep our two guest callers, the sensational porn star, Miss Honey, and my man, M. Dot.
What is that, a riddle? fruity colored diamonds, looking like some Skittles. She got a wagon, leads a dragon just like I'm Cisco. She light up on my balls, I'm feeling like a disco. Let's go. I be whipping something for rent. Blush, leather, teeth, it's nothing like what you're in. Diamonds look like urine. I can't control my bladder. I make so much cake that I got my own batter.
Beating up X-Files, FS gang, we got the best style. Hey, I'm on E, now buy your next bow. I said a killer virus, bars got west now. Sneakers looking like I just get the rest down. If you ain't ballin', then you just foul. I got a pussy so-so like a wet towel. But I don't want it if the pussy got sex mouth. I'm on the next round. I'm all about my dollars. Fucking Walla Walla, blow haze from Walla Mala. No shots by my neck, but still I pop my collar. Your bitch give me good knowledge, she deserve a scholar. One man on me, and see yourself do it. Beat the beat up, I put some welts on it. Diamond so clear, you can see yourself through it. Rip on North Pole, shit so cold, it's like an elf through it. Drop shit, I'm teaching you a lesson. All my bitches bad like their parents the recession. You niggas talk baloney, I deli you contestants. God of this rap shit, my verses is a blessing. Grip fly, Nate fly, bougie got flavor. My swag's in the pot, SS got flavor. Haters see you later, all back like the Raiders. Six shot revolver, I call that shit the Raider. I made her, drop down and gave her some prenatal. I'm fatal, pull the wares, busting your potato. Send you to the nursery, rock a nigga cradle. These two niggas in the way, grippy grab the ladle. I'm in my bag, boy, swag on a trillion. I'm too good to be true, I gotta play the villain. I'm chillin', getting dope, all these beats I'm killing. The fake and bite, the bait, my verses pull the real in.
Welcome back to Philly Shine. That was another hot track, new music from another new artist. Shout out to my guest, the sexy porn star Miss Honey, and my man M. Dot doing his thing. Be playing some of his music tonight as well, so y'all can get a sample of it. How y'all doing?
We good. I'm good.
Good,
at least.
Man.
I know I'm
better,
good.
Man.
Okay, that's good stuff. You know what, we got a long time caller, real good friend of the show that's online. I got to get her on because I know she has an opinion about the topic tonight. What's going on, Kia?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on, baby girl? Have you ever had a one night stand? You know I got to hear your story.
Why, of course.
Okay, well, you know, share with us. Let us hear. What's going on with your one night stand?
But which one do you want to hear about?
Oh, well, how many you got?
Shoot. Wow.
You know what? We want to hear about the freakiest one. How about that?
Okay, give me a couple minutes to see how I'm going to put that one together.
Couple minutes. Now, we got these. Now, see, first you done got us all pre-hyped talking about which one. Now
yeah,
you
I gotta
have to wait on you.
She needs a couple minutes
We're gonna give you a couple minutes to put a couple of your stories together. They better be interesting too. They better be interesting. But Ms. Hunter, back to you. Because a lot of people, I'm getting some hits. You know, they wanna know when you're gonna make a second page. They wanna know how can they be down with the industry. You have any tips or pointers out there for any of these people that's inquiring about how can they be a part of the adult industry?
Okay, that's a good question. As far as getting into the industry, it's several ways that, you know, people can get into the industry. Me, myself, I started, you know, doing, I guess you can call underground porn, where it was just like, I was doing self-promotion and just doing my own thing. You know, they could start that way. You know, they can get a rude.com page. They can get, like, you know, they can record themselves, like, fucking and things like that and just, you know, make a video and put it up online for sale, like on Clips for Sale and things like that. Or if they wanted to go mainstream porn, it's several ways that they could do that. First of all, I will say it's more difficult for a guy to get into the industry because a lot of guys don't take porn seriously. They look at it like, oh, yeah, I'm getting a chance to fuck on film and fuck a porn star and things like that, so they don't really take it seriously. So they take guys through more things than they would, you know, the average babe or whatever. Females, only thing that they really take you through is more or less like, you know, making sure that your pictures and things are good enough to be, you know, put out there and whatnot. It's pretty simple. The easiest way in answer to your question is to start putting your own stuff out there and get recognized by a lot of these companies and things like that. And that's sort of kind of what happened to me. You know what I mean? So I started shooting for Erotics Impulse. Shouts out to Mr. Manning. I started filming for him, and then my work just got out there, and people just started seeing all his ass, and like, damn, how can I be down? You know, so I guess that's the best advice I can give to people. You know, it's pretty much all about self-promotion. When people see that you're serious and you can put your own, you know, your own stuff out there, then they'll, you know, get on board with you. So
okay. So it's basically more easy for a female to get into the game than it is for, say, a male to get into the game.
Indeed. In answer to your question about page number 2, in the next couple of days, it'll be up and running. So
okay.
Until
so there
then,
you go, M. Dot, and for everybody else that's listening, he's going to make a page in about a day or two. That way that y'all can be added on. I'm fortunate enough to be a part of the original page. So, of course, I'm gloating about that.
Well,
but,
for those that can't get on the original page, like I said, I do have a fan page. Adult film star Honey Banks, you know, type me into the little search bar on Facebook. You find me. So there you go.
Okay. Okay, there you go. And she can give y'all some tips and pointers on
Wait, I have a question.
How to y'all can get... Okay, what's your question, kid?
Okay, my question is, right, so what, like, the porn star, is there a certain look, height, body, class?
Actually, no. There are different genres in porn that cater to different body types, different fetishes, different things that people have. Like, you know, they have BBWs, they have triple BBWs, you know, so if you're, you know, of a bigger stature, they have a place for you. You know, if you're older, they have a place for you. It's always different, you know, niches that they can place you in. So that's what I try to tell a lot of people that ask me, like, on a daily basis, like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm a big girl. I don't think I could do porn. That's not true. As long as you have confidence in your body and you can look at yourself naked and you don't have a problem with other people looking at you naked, you can get in there, no problem.
Good enough.
That answer your question, kid? You thinking about becoming a porn star?
Hell no, I was just, you know, asking questions that other people was afraid to ask.
Okay, ain't nothing wrong with that. For everybody who probably was curious and afraid to ask and afraid to inquire, but, you know, y'all definitely want to get into the business of pleasuring other people as well as yourself. Miss Honey is here to definitely fill us in on the different ways of how we can go about getting into the porn industry. You know, I think I can do that. I think I could probably be a porn star.
I think I can be a porn star.
Yeah, you know you can be that? Really? Is that real about that? You would actually get into that?
I'm saying, depending on what type of woman I'm dealing with.
My stamina up there, you know what I mean? I can do what I do when I do it, how I do it.
It gotta be what I like, you know what I mean? It just gotta be my preference.
Let me say this. It's a difference between knowing that you have stamina when you with your chick or, you know, somebody that you getting it in with or whatever. But when you have a room full of people and a production crew and lights and things like that, it can really make you feel a whole other way once you have those other eyes watching you and, you know, it's not just you and that person. You know what I mean? So that's why I say, you know, guys, when they say, oh, yeah, I can do porn, you know, and I've seen it, you know, guys get into a room, you know, one set or whatever, and it's like 10, 12 other people in the room. They're like, I can't do it. You know, they can't stay hard or whatever the case may be because other people are watching them. So it's more than just getting it in. You know what I mean? It's more than just fucking. It's a lot more to it than that.
It's a mental thing. It's you also got to prepare yourself mentally, you're saying, right?
Exactly.
I mean,
so when them hot lights come on, it's, you know, it's a whole different ball game.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. I mean, I'm an exhibitionist.
So now,
I like to be watched.
Okay, and you know what? I think that's a real great asset to have. Like, I think if you have, like, if you're a watcher, I think that you can get into other people watching you if you're a watcher. But if you're the shy type, it doesn't really matter what you're working with. If you're the shy type, I don't think that type of business would be for you. I think that you would probably just ball up like a little baby, basically.
I've seen it happen.
So, wow. You know what I wanted to know, too? Like, do some of the porn stars, like, do they take any enhancers or anything like that? Do they get high or anything of the nature like that when they're, right before they're about to perform, anything to calm their nerves?
Well,
anything to help them perform extra?
Well, I'll say this. A lot of things that you see on camera when you're watching, you know, whether it's a DVD or you're online watching porn or whatever the case may be, a lot of times it's a natural thing. You know, someone was telling me a while ago that, you know, it's more or less, like you said, like a mental thing. Like, you know, if you're in a scene with someone and you have to be attracted to them in some way, you have to find something about them, even if it's not their physical face, if they have like a nice ass or a pretty pussy or a pretty dick or whatever the case may be, you have to find something about that person that turns you on in order to get there. Some people, they have to have a drink before they go on set. Some people have to smoke a blunt before they get on set. So it depends on the person, you know. I'm just a natural freak, so, you know. You know, I just like to, you know, if it's a person that I'm attracted to, I don't need any outside enhancement. So.
Okay, so you already go into the situation already pre-hyped and ready to go, and if it's just something additional as far as their looks or their body is concerned, that's just all more of a go for you.
Right. You know, I have time before I get, you know, onto the set to prepare. So, I get something on the person that I may be doing a scene with, you know, a picture or their bio or something like that, and I find out things about them that actually turn me on physically. And then when I do get to the set and it's time to, you know, for us to do whatever, then I already feel like, oh, yeah, I'm ready to get in and I'm ready to do what I got to do. So, yeah.
Have you ever had someone that didn't turn you on?
I have. I honestly have. And the way that I deal with that is I look at, you know, I have to be honest. I look at the money that I could possibly potentially be making from that particular scene with that person. You know, like the song says, money makes me come. You know what I mean? So I look at it like, okay. You know, and I just go from there.
Okay.
I mean, honestly,
well, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. No, finish your statement.
No, I was going to say, a lot of times you may not get a chance to pick the person that you do a scene with. You know, depending upon the company that you're shooting for or who's available, like the availability of the person, you know, it's people that I would love to do scenes with, but they may not be available, you know what I mean, because they're doing other projects and things like that. So, you know, that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Like who? Like give us a couple of examples on who you would like to do a scene with.
Let's see. I would love to do something with Prince Joshua. Like, shout out to him and Silverback. Like, oh, man. I would love to do something with him. Let's see. Rico Strong. God damn it. Hell yeah. Capri Styles. Everybody's on Pinky. That's my girl. Shout out to Pinky. But, you know,
Shout out to Pinky.
Yeah, for real.
That's
my
girl. Yeah, because I haven't gotten back with her. But shout out
you
to
know,
Pinky, definitely.
It's a lot of people that I would love to work with, you know what I mean? But my fantasy, like, before I started doing porn, oh, man, you know, those are the people that I would really, really like to get it in with. So, yeah.
Okay. Anybody that you would like to shout out right now that you have done a scene with and it was like, wow, after it was over with? You thought, like, the only end result that you could say to yourself is, wow.
Oh, man. Well, I where I started from, my roots, Erotics Impulse, you know, Mr. Manning, he is the best. I love him to death. You know, I will do anything with him, anytime, any place. You know, that's a mind blower right there. So, yeah.
Okay. And now, M-Dot, you think you can live up to this, what she's talking about?
I mean, only way you're going to know is you really try, you know what I mean? Like, I can't say I can't say that.
Well,
try to do it, you know what I mean?
Okay, well, M-Dot, let me tell you this. A lot of people, because I am known as the queen of ass worship, you know, a lot of people like, oh, you got all that ass, this and that. I would love to get behind that. But when given a chance, they just don't know what to do with it because I have no limits. You know what I mean? So
it's too much
for him. Yeah, it's sort of intimidating.
So, like, my first scene to be with you or something like that?
I mean, it could be. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying.
I mean,
I
like, if it's like that, then, you know, you can experiment a little bit. You know what I mean?
I mean, you know.
Look,
just,
I'm
just
looking right now, M-Dot, and I'm trying to tell you, That's a lot of ass back there. I'm looking at it right now and as we speak, and it's a lot back there, good brother. So I'm gonna tell you right now that you know either you come with your army hat on and your boots laced up tight,
show,
or don't come at all.
I mean, like,
That's 52 years.
But you know, man, I got faith in you. I mean, you know, if she gonna give you a shot, she first you got to get on. You got to become a friend, so you can see what she's working with and what you may have to conquer. You know, but if she willing to put you on and see what you working with, if you may be a good potential prospect, then hey, look, go for it.
I'm always looking for new talent.
Yeah, well, we're going to go through some more music. You know what, M. Dot? I want to get into another one of your tracks. This joint here, I'm just having fun. Why don't you tell us what was the inspiration behind that one right there before I play this track? And, Miss Honey, I really hope that you don't go anywhere and you stay with me for a little bit more longer.
No, I'm here. I'm on deck. You heard what I said. Like the wind, my power is like 80 miles per hour outside. I'm not going nowhere. I'm right here. I'm saying?
Okay. Oh, I know you're not going nowhere. I know you're not going nowhere, Sam. I'm not going nowhere.
I'm
going to stay
right here. I'm on
deck. Just for a little bit.
Yes, sir. Well,
Miss Honey,
I got you.
Okay, so we got everybody here. Now, M. Dot, I want you to explain to me the inspiration behind this track here, I'm Just Having Fun. Well, you know, how did you come about creating this track right here?
All right, well, basically, I made this song in 2008. Yeah, I made it on my birthday. You know what I'm saying? Like, we had every bit of plans on going to the club. I mean, my man was already telling me about this shit like a week ago. So he was like, yeah, on your birthday, we're going to go blah, 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 blah. So I had made like a theme song for it, you know what I mean? Like, and they played it at the club too that night too. Like, it was a little strip joint. And basically, I was just having fun. I was freestyling, you know, and what came out just came out. And that's how it came about. I mean, that's pretty much how it came out.
Okay. That's what's up. Yeah, just see, you know what? I got the two perfect guests on the show tonight. My man M. Dot, my baby, Miss Honey. M. Dot made this song back in 08 at the strip joint, and you know, it's funny because we have the sensational Miss Honey here who works in the industry. So, you know, everything goes hand in hand. Only on Philly Shine can somebody put that together like that. But we're gonna get into this track by M. Dot. It's called I'm Just Having Fun.
Never mind the haters. Got a lot of digits in a room full of bitches, and I'm spending lots of paper, sipping on my glass. Can't stop looking at the bartender ass, thinking how I'm gonna smash. All my niggas, they be playing the wall. We popping bottles and we having a ball. We gon' live it up to the chicks that's willing to tryna make a buck. We gon' put chains down, so put your hands up. Matter of fact, put your ass up. It's just work it, baby, twerk it if you tryna make a fast buck. A nigga tryna get a fast nut. I'm tryna work it, baby, square it. Niggas tryna get their gas up. Shake it if you got a fat butt. A lot of sisters ain't got it. Better act like you got it. When I step up in the building, I'ma act like I'm the hottest. I'ma party like a boss star, party like it's college. You gon' say I'm the best like you DJ Khaled. And I ain't want ass, I really want it knowledge. No, I got stroke game. If you got dope game, we can come together like cocaine. Man, man, I'm just having fun. Hope you enjoying yourself, man. Well, shout out to my man White Mike on this one. I'm in my heavy duty bag, about to hit the after party with the same bitches that we met at the party. Still sipping on that Bacardi, and now I'm drunk as a skunk and about to hump everybody. If you a female, I'll give you details. If you ain't bad as shit, you can't see shells. I'm about to roll up 3 L's, and then we smoking and we chatting, about to make shit happen. I get it missionary, I have you yelling out words in the dictionary. Yeah, I mean, won't you turn your ass around? Yeah, I mean, see if the boy M.P. can make you scream. I bet you I can. Got a whole lot of strength. I don't need no extension. Got a whole lot of limp. I was pounding all crazy. I know how to get it in. But she said you gotta pay me. Now I'm fucking on the strip. She asked if she be my girl. She's so glad to say. I said I ain't that type of boy. I'm sad to say. I met her on Thursday. Fucked her on Thursday. Trained her on Friday. And flee her on Saturday. Man, I'm just fucking with y'all, man. I'm in my bag. spirit, I said I'm in my heavy duty bag. Just fucking around. I hope y'all enjoying the CD. I'm enjoying making this shit. You know what I mean? Come out. One.
That was a hot track by my man M. Dot. That thing right there was definitely that thing was definitely club material, man. Definitely club material.
Yeah, I was just gonna find that thing.
M. Dot in the house. Go ahead, what you were saying?
Just having fun that day. I was in a good mood, you know, the beat came on. I was just in that type of bag, and that's what came out.
That's what's up, man. It seemed like you do your best work, your most inspirational work, when you just on your chill mode. Is that true or what?
I mean, like, most of my stuff is unpredicted. Like for instance, like the song that I did with my man Chrome, like the drone that we played, you know, like we did two other songs, you know what I'm saying, that I didn't even put on Reoration, you know what I'm saying? And they hot too, you know what I'm saying? It was just that was the one, you know what I'm saying? So it was like, we didn't plan on doing that one. We planned on doing the other two, you know what I mean? We had meetings and, you know, everybody got jobs and shit like that now, you know? So we got to plan shit. So we planned on doing those two songs, and we did the third song. Third song was the banger. So most of the time, it's just the unexpected genre. You know what I mean? That's what comes out. I mean, the hot shit.
Okay, that's what's up. And back to you, Miss Honey. You still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, what I want to ask you is, when you're doing a tape, when you're doing a scene, when you go into doing what you do best, what is your favorite position? Do you have a favorite position that you like to do when you get into your explicitory acts?
Yeah, I do. I like doggy style. That's my thing, for so many reasons.
Now, how did I know you was going to say that? With all that,
I mean,
back there, with all that junk in the trunk, how did I know you was going to say that?
I mean, like I said, I like it for so many reasons. One, because I fuck back. I'm not a punk. You know what I mean? I put work in. Two.
Okay, so you
because,
throw back then.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Two, because I like anal. You know, anal is like, that's my thing right there. So, you know, you can hit it at any angle you like.
I was going to get
to
that.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. You hear this? Do y'all hear this?
This lady
has just made it official. She said not only do she throw back, so when you get back there to drive, better make sure that you realize you're dealing with a 400-horsepower Jag. You're not driving no Buick back there. So know what you're doing. And she says she loves anal. Wow. You heard it here. Philly Shine, Miss Honey, she is not holding no punches. All I can say is, wow. I mean, I'm sitting. I got to go back to your pictures. You know what? Go ahead and finish telling us about what you like, because I got to go back to the pictures.
I mean, you know.
I know. I'm killing
much.
My man, M. Dot, over there, because he can't even see what
spot.
You look like right now.
Yeah, like, I'm mad I ain't in front of my computer and shit, because, you know, I'll be definitely checking you out right now, you know what I'm saying? But I trust your word, you know what I mean? Like, you say she bad.
I mean,
I'm
a bad looking chick. You know, I get a lot of hollers. You know, that's my thing. I don't let it go to my head, though. You know, I keep it real. You know, I came from nigga beginning, so I'm going to keep it, you know, keep a hood, as y'all say. You know, I'm not going to let it blow me up or whatever, blow my head up. But as
I'm
far as.
I'm going to check you out, though.
Huh?
I'm going to definitely check you out, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Do that.
Yeah.
Like I said, as far as my position, my favorite position, number one, it has to be, you know, from the back. That's my thing. Reverse cowgirl. I love that.
Explain to us what reverse cowgirl is.
okay, reverse cowgirl is like if a girl is like sitting on a guy's lap, but her legs are on the outside of his, and she's pretty much riding him backwards, basically.
Wow.
So
wow.
That's what reverse cowgirl.
And from what I can see right here, that's definitely something to probably get me to come home straight home from work on Friday.
You know, it is what it is. Let me see. I don't know if this is technically a position, but I have an oral fetish. So, you know, I like the oral thing. I like to receive, but giving gets me off more. So
really,
yeah,
so you're more of a giver. You like both, but you're more of a giver. You have no problem giving at all. Like you have, you
oh,
can
no.
do that with
oh,
no,
no
problem. Doesn't
not
matter
not.
How long.
I don't
doesn't
get lost
matter
at all. So no. I have an extremely long tongue, and so which provides me not to have like much of a gag reflex. So, yeah, and then I don't get lockjaw or anything like that. So, you know, that's like one of my favorites, too.
Wow. I mean, basically, let me ask you this. Do you have a significant other in your life, or are you single?
because
I'm pretty sure a lot of people out there at this point, you know, they want to know. They trying to figure out how can I get with Miss Honey, you know, how can I, you know, just get a date with her, how can I get a session with her. I mean, you know, people want to know.
Do I have to answer
that? Is there a roadblock in the way? What? You know, I mean, give us the 411 on that.
Do I have to answer that question for real? Like, okay.
So you know what? Normally I would put a person on the spot, but you know, you my boo, so I ain't gonna put you on. If you don't want to answer that question, I understand.
I'll put it to you like this.
I understand.
I'll put it to you like this. I am a card carrying swinger. I'll put it to you like that. So I have been known to do things. So yeah.
So that just go to show, Dot. If she was on the East Coast with us right now, she'd be at the party. She would be at the party tomorrow night in full-fledged force. And I'm sure she would probably have a crowd around her, you know, because you have that type of aura where it seems like you just demand attention. And with your skills, I'm sure the party would be even more crazy than what it's going to be.
From the East Coast, so, you know, when I was back home, I used to do a lot of, you know, swing parties and things like that, so that was my thing to do.
Well, we got to get you back home again. We got to get you out here. To Philly. You know, we got to get you back out here to Philly, and, you know, I'm gonna keep it funky right now. Yes, I'm going to be stingy with our company. You know, so everybody else will go be on a limited basis because I'm going to be trying to hog up as much time as I can. But, yeah, definitely, when you're coming back out on the East Coast, please, you know, let us know. Let us know when you're going to come back out here again so, you know, we can try to have some kind of party or event or something lined up to welcome you out here. And, of course, you know, I'm definitely trying to be a personal escort and tour guide here in Philly. You ever been to Philly?
All right. Indeed, I have. That was my second home. I'm from Baltimore, so, you know, Philly is like a hop, skip, and a jump, you know. So, as a matter of fact, a lot of the parties that I attended, you know, as far as, like, the lifestyle were in Philly. You know, so that's I love Philly. Got a lot of love for Philly.
Well, Philly definitely got a lot of love for you. That's for sure. I can definitely attest to that. You know what, M-Dot? This track here that you got, is you feeling that? Did we talk about that?
Just having fun and is you feeling that all in one track. I just broke it down into two separate tracks because the beat
with two different beats, but I actually did it all in one session. Like, the Is You Feeling That and Just Having Fun, it was like Just Having Fun. Like, if you play both of them tracks back to back, they will run straight through because all I did was break them up and put them on different tracks. So
okay,
basically,
you know
everything
gonna,
I said.
We're going to get into that. Which one? So what? I'm Just Having Fun would be first, and then Is You Feeling That would be right after, following
you,
right after
is
that.
Is You Feeling That was the second part of it, but it was all one track. But what I did was,
okay,
the beats were two different beats. Like, I did it all in one session. That's what I'm telling you. Like, I did it all in one session, but when I broke it down in CD format, I had broken it down into the beats. But I originally did that.
Okay.
Like, just,
all right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay. I feel what you're saying. Well, we're gonna get into that because I want our listeners to check that out. I'm interested in seeing how you broke both of those tracks up with those beats. We coming down to the home stretch. Shout out to my sister Honest Fire. I hope that you are out at the casino tearing it up because I haven't heard from you, sis. So I hope that you're getting that casino money right now. Philly Shine misses you. All your listeners and followers are definitely wishing you luck. Your little brother is definitely wishing you luck. And shout out to Navio Sky. Got this big event popping off. The Swingers Party of the Year is going down nice and airy at 10 p.m. to 6 in the morning. You get a mask. As soon as you walk through the door, you get a shot. As soon as you walk through the door, it's going to be crazy. We're going to have female strippers. We're going to have male strippers. We're going to have men and women just coming in, doing their thing, watching, participating. You name it, we're going to have it. We also have the beautiful and ravishing Miss Honey with us right now. If I can just hold y'all for a few more minutes so after we play this track and let the callers and let the listeners hear a few more of M.Dot, what your music is about, and Miss Honey, your lavish lifestyle, I would greatly appreciate it because y'all two have been sensational guests on the show tonight. I really appreciate it. I mean, the board is crazy. Got a lot of people just calling in, just want to listen to how you get into the industry, the different types of people that you find attractive and why you find them attractive in the industry. You know what? It's interesting because I'm getting a lot of messages and a lot of hits about, you know, is it a hard profession to stay in? But before you answer that question, though, we're going to play this track by M.Dot, and then hopefully when we come back, Miss Honey can answer those a couple questions for us, if that's okay. Is that okay with you, Miss Honey?
That's perfectly fine.
Okay. All right. Miss Honey and M.Dot, stand on by while we play this track by one of our guests tonight, M.Dot. The first one is I'm Just Having Fun, followed by Is You Feeling That? We popping off right here on Philly Shine. Hear ye.
Never mind the haters. Got a lot of digits in a room full of bitches, and I'm spending lots of paper, sipping on my class. Can't stop looking at the bartender, ass thinking how I'm gonna smash. All my niggas, they be playing the wall. We popping bottles and we having a ball. We gon' live it up to the chicks that's willing and trying to make a buck. We gon' put chains down, so put your hands up. Matter of fact, put your ass up. It's just work it, baby, twerk it if you trying to make a fast buck. A nigga trying to get a fast nut. I'm trying to work it, baby, square it. Niggas trying to get their gas up. Shake it if you got a fat butt. A lot of sisters ain't got it, better act like you got it. When I step up in the building, I'ma act like I'm the hottest. I'ma party like a boss star, party like a college. You gon' say I'm the best like you DJ Khaled. And I ain't want ass, I really want it knowledge. No, I got stroke game, if you got dope game, we can come together like cocaine. Man, I'm just having fun. Hope you enjoying yourself, man. Well, shout out to my man White Mike on this one. Shit, I'm in my heavy duty bag, about to hit the after party with the same bitches that we met at the party. Still sipping on that Bacardi, and now I'm drunk as a skunk and I'm about to hump everybody. If you a female, I'll give you details. If you ain't bad as shit, you can't see shells. I'm about to roll up 3 L's, and now we smoking and we chatting about the big shit happen. I get it missionary, I had you yelling out words in the dictionary. Yeah, I mean, won't you turn your ass around? Yeah, I mean, see if the boy M.B can make you scream. I bet you I can, got a whole lot of strength. I don't need no extension, got a whole lot of limp. I was pounding all crazy, I know how to get it in. But she said, you gotta pay me, now I'm fucking on the strength. She asked if she be my girl, she's so glad to say. I said, I ain't that type of boy, I'm sad to say. I met her on Thursday, fucked her on Thursday, trained her on Friday, and flee her on Saturday. Man, I'm just fucking with y'all, man. I'm in my bag. Hear what I said, I'm in my heavy duty bag. Just fucking around. I hope y'all enjoying the CD. I'm enjoying making this shit. You know what I mean? Come out. One. Yeah. I told you the club be popping, man. You ain't believe me, did you? Look. Look at all these bitches, man. It's about to go down. We're going to have fun tonight. Look. Give me a shot of 151, Coke and Lemon, and a Corona, and a Lemon, and I'm good. Alright, yeah. I'm about to go over here real quick. She shorty right here in front of the jukebox. Yeah, yeah, she tough, baby.
Yeah.
I'm about to grab her real quick.
Alright.
Come on, that.
I see she ain't set.
Ma, I'm feeling your style. Ain't quite see a chick like you in a while. I ain't do this a while. I was thinking that one day we can go start up a thing. We can go on a date. We can go get a play. But for now, we can hit the bar, go get a drink. Know what you sipping on? Like what you sitting on? Your hair and nails is thick. Your lips is glistening on. Baby, let's hit the dance floor so we can get it on. I'm loving your body. Your stomach is flat. And your ass is fat, mommy. I'm feeling all that. Let that jiggle, that wiggle. Love how you bringing it back. You be killing that. And I'm feeling that. No, I stay with that paper, always be dealing with sex. Bet you feelin' that, no, you feelin' that. Brought the swing through the crib, think about taking you back. Cause you feelin' that, you killin' that. Move your body like a snake, ma, like that. Let me know it ain't fake, ma, check. I'm feeling all on it, she ain't even saying that. And wonder how far I can go before she say something. Damn, she wants some freak ass shit. I'm thinking to myself like, damn, I love this bitch, shit. You gave me your hearty, so give me your wally. Turn and give me your wally. Ma, I'm loving your body. Your stomach is flat, and your ass is fat. Mommy, I'm feeling all that. Love that jiggle, that wiggle. Love how you breaking it back. You be killing that, and I'm feeling that. Know I stay with that paper, always be dealing with stacks. Bet you feeling that, know you feeling that. About to swing through the crib, think about taking you back. Cause you feeling that, just you killing that. Woo! I still got another round in me. I know you ain't getting tired now. Check. I want you to let me know why they call you the baddest bitch at the club. Show me what you got. Check. Ma, you turning me on. Turning me on. I'll be calling your phone early in the morning. Early tomorrow, goddamn, can I roll that ass again? Wiggle that ass again. I'm an ass again. Damn, can I smash again? Can I smash again? Put on the mag again. In the back, I'm in. Open for all of this lust. Come on, mommy, you know that I'm ready to fall. I'm loving your body. Your stomach is flat. And your ass is fat, mommy. I'm feeling all that. Love that jiggle, that wiggle. Love how you bringing it back. You be killing that. And I'm feeling that. Know I stay with that paper. Always be dealing with sex. Bet you feeling that. I know you feeling that. Brought the swing to the crib. Think about taking you back. Cause you feeling that. Just you killing that. Yeah. The Rizzo T. What up? Zoom B. We got another one. We got another one.
That was my man, M. Dot. Yeah, that was definitely, I like that, man. That seemed like a nice
club
right there.
I like that.
Definitely. But you know what?
Appreciate that.
M. Dot, I got to, let me put you on board with something right now. We sitting here on Philly Shine with my man, M. Dot. That was just his music that y'all was just listening to. Hot track. I'm just having fun. Followed by, as you feeling that? Sound like you was definitely doing both at the same time when you wrote that. And we here with the beautiful, lovely Miss Honey, sexy porn star. Y'all can check her out on Facebook. She will be adding a second page so that all the different hits that I'm getting, y'all can get on her page. M. Dot, Miss Honey wants to know if you can do a song for her DVD.
Sure, I can. No problem.
Okay. Sounds
good. Want you, you could tell him, you know, you could give him just a small piece, just a small piece of letting him know what you're looking for, what you need, what you may want, need him to do for you. You know, network right here and see if y'all, we can come to some type of agreement on what my family here can do for you.
Yeah, I'll probably make a song called It Tastes Like Honey or some shit like that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, probably a rock, you know. That's just the first suggestion, you know. Like, many suggestions come in studio. You know, that's just a general idea, you know. Something like that. Something freaky.
Okay.
You know, Scorpio season is next week, you know, my birthday next Saturday, you know what I mean? We might be doing the same shit we doing tomorrow. In Masonry, you know what I mean? So, just try to have fun.
Okay.
That's just the whole thing. And I'm always in this type of mood around this time of year because, you know, it's my birthday season. And that's basically when I made these songs, like around this time of year is last year. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay. Well, the DVD that I'm working on right now is called All This Ass Is for You, and it's gonna be an ass worship fetish type video. So it's gonna be like a lot of ass shaking, it's gonna be a couple anal scenes, a lot of things is basically focusing on the 52 inches of ass that I carry around every day.
Oh my god.
So
52? That's like a beautiful flat screen TV in a sports in a sports bar.
That'll work out in my favor because, like, me and my man Jay Chrome, we got this song called Do It for the Rent. It is basically like a strip song, you know, basically like a lot of ass shaking and stuff like that in that nature, you know, so we might need that, you know, footage of, little scenes that go on every day in your career, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, like, we can do each other favors on some real shit.
I mean, I'm all about networking, so.
Yeah, I'm a networker, you know, so
yeah.
We can make something happen.
Okay, sounds
good.
Okay,
well, that's what it's about, you know. We are, we're definitely going to see if we can get y'all two together and make sure the production is right and everything is in order and the music fits the scenery just the way she wants it. You know, M-Dot, I know she's going to bring the best out in you. I already know she's going to bring the best out in you. hopefully, he provides some hot track. Matter of fact, I know he's going to provide some hot tracks for you to go along with those hot scenes that's going on. It'd probably be DVD of the year. You know what? I'm gonna go on record as saying, Snoop Dogg, I realized a little while ago that you had won an award at the Adult Film Star Awards as the new up-and-coming Adult Film Star producer or something of that nature. Well, you know what? I think right here, right now, I think we have someone that might take that award coming up in the next year or so.
Aren't you sweet?
I think that might really take place. And, you know, my man M-Dot will probably be in the audience since he'll be providing the music for this hot DVD that's going to be put together and coming out real soon. I will definitely have a copy or two or three. It all depends. I might burn out the first DVD watching it so much, so I might have to get a couple copies of that.
Right.
But, we're going to definitely all get together and try to make that pop off as soon as possible. I mean, how soon do you need the music, Miss Honey?
Well, technically, right now I'm in the birthing phase of this DVD. By the end of this month, we will be going into the production phase. So I guess I can say by the second week of next month, things should be circulating. So,
Okay.
It's working now.
So,
like, we're working things now.
Okay, and it's the DVD. Is it it consists of just you in various scenes with different other porn stars, or is it going to be scenes with you and a few other of your female coworkers, or you know, can you tell us a little bit about the upcoming DVD, or you can't?
Okay, well, the upcoming DVD that I'm working on, it's going to be a lot of new faces. You're going to see a lot of girl on girl. You're going to see, like I said, it's going to be about 3 or 4 guys in the scenes that I'm doing. It's going to be, I guess, a veritable cornucopia, big words, of different things that people would like to see when it comes to them watching porn. So, you know, I know it's a lot of people that have have a thing for oral. It's a lot of things that people like to see where it's like, you know, girl-on-girl penetration and things like that. So it's going to be something for everybody. So, yeah.
Okay, so you're going to do a little bit of everything for everyone's
right.
fetish in this DVD.
Right.
You know what? See,
right.
that's what I'm talking about because, see, I'm sure a lot of people go to the adult stores and or they may go online. They may even go to their homies or their girlfriend's crib and dig in their collection. And, you know, you see one DVD where you like one thing, and then you see another DVD because you like that thing. And before you know it, you got, like, a whole 2, 3, 4, 5 collection of DVDs. And, you know, you sit there searching through different scenes to which you like, you know, which you prefer. But with your DVD, you're going to put, like, everything all in one. You're going to give everybody a sample of every single fetish that each and every person out here likes to see and likes to be a part of and likes to participate in.
Right. I mean, I have a lot of requests for a lot of different things. And the way I look at it is I want to give my fans something that they enjoy. I want to be able to please all my fans. So if they can get a nut off from watching this one scene, they're guaranteed to get a nut off from the next scene and the one after that one and the one after that one. So I want to be able to make sure that everybody's fantasies come true.
Okay. Well, you done already made a lot of people's fantasy come true just by being here tonight on Philly Shine and telling us about yourself and telling us where a lot of us can find you on the different web pages and so forth. And again, can you shout out for all of the listeners that's killing my call queue and for all the people that's sending me a bunch of messages about you that can't become a friend on your page right now? Can you tell them again where they can find you at, where they can get a chance to see your work, your pictures and so forth, and become friends on different pages such as Facebook and things of that nature, your Twitter account, all that stuff?
Okay. I'm remiss because I left one out. But, yeah, you can find me on Facebook, The Real Honey Banks with 3 X's. You can find me on Twitter, ORGHUNIBANXXX. I also have a website, honeybanks.webs.com. There you'll find a lot of my videos and pictures, you know, up close and personal pictures and things like that. Rue.com, clips for sale. I'm all over the internet. So just Google me, you'll find me.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Okay. I know I'm already your friend on one. But I'm going to probably be greedy and become a friend on everything of yours.
Hey, I like
it. Because I'm definitely a fan. I'm definitely a fan, as well as a friend. So, you know, I'm going to definitely show my support in every which way that I can. I got people that is hitting up my message box crazy about you. I mean, you are really lighting up the airwaves. I really thank you so much. Coming on to
Well, thank you for having me.
I hope you. The pleasure was all mine. I mean, wow. If I would have known that the show was going to be like this, that you was going to be such a great guest, I would have been had you on the show. But that being said, I hope that you come back again real soon because you know I can dedicate a whole segment to
you know, Miss Honey the porn star and have people call in and actually ask you questions if you're up for it about the business, the industry, the do's, the don'ts, the benefits, the disadvantages of it. You know, there's a lot of people out here that has that's very curious and has a lot of questions about what you do and how you got started and what's your goal? What's your goal out of all of this?
Out of all of this, it's to pretty much, you know, let girls of a thicker persuasion know that it's okay. You know, if you have a sexual side, express it. You know, I'm not technically a BBW, but I'm thicker than most. So it's okay that you can be nude and get it in and feel okay about it, you know, and make some money while you're doing it. So that's my goal.
And you know what? It's interesting that you said that. That was a hidden real good point because, I mean, to keep it real, you know, you got a lot of people out here that's just basically giving it up for free.
Right.
And if you're going to, I mean, listen, to each his own, I don't knock anything. I think I'm one of the more biased people out here. You know, but if you're going to do it, get something out of it. You know,
right,
if
exactly.
You're doing it, make it a business. Make it a business. You know, get paid for it. You know, instead of just, you know what I'm saying, doing, you know what I'm saying, just giving up the ass for free and, you know, you go home with just a wet ass at the end of the day and take a shower and lay down. I mean, if you have the type of body like you have and or if, you know, you could perform the way that you perform and you love doing what you do. I mean, because, you know, you have some people out here, like you have the athletes, they love doing what they do. So they pursue it. They have a gift, they're doing what they do. You have some people that just like doing their job. Well, I mean, this is really a job also. It can be fun. It can be entertaining. It can be exciting. But at the end of the day, it's also a job because you're trying to make that money to pay the bills. So if you like having sex and, you know, you have, like you said, the personality and the mindset for it, because it's not just the looks. It's not just the body. It's not for everybody. Once them lights go on, and once some camera crews and production members and so forth are all standing around, a lot of people, you know, they pressure bust pipes. They bend, they fold. It's like an aluminum chair. Uh-huh. So, you know, if you're a type of person that, you know, you like doing that type of thing, then, hey, this we're going to have a segment coming real soon dedicated to where as though Miss Honey can give some of you young ladies out there tips and pointers on how to get into the industry. You know, hey, if she see what you're working with, and fellas too, fellas, you know, don't be shy because if she see what y'all working with, she may take y'all underneath her wing. I'm sure, you know, she'll probably take on some protégés and, you know, put y'all guys on and, you know, hey, it's money to be had in this business.
Indeed it is. You know, like I said, I'm always looking for new talent. You know, if you feel like you can hold it down, you know, and you might want somebody to see what you're working with, by all means, you know, it's a place for you. So there you go.
Well, let me ask you this before we go. Is there like a, is there a certain, okay, as far as with the females concerned, so, you know, we just sort through the people that's really serious and the people that's just plain curious. Is there a certain
right.
criteria
right.
that you would look for as far as females are concerned where so you would take them on as one of your protégés?
Well, first and foremost, confidence. You know, as in with anything in life, you have to be confident about what you're trying to do or attempting to get done. You know, if you have confidence in yourself, that speaks volumes over what your body looks like or what you're able to do because you can always learn as you go along. I guess, secondly, you know, the fact that, you know, if you are shy, you know, to be able to come out of that shell and out of that shyness and, you know, if you can look at yourself naked, or you can be around your guy naked or your girl naked or whatever the case may be, take it a step further, you know, if you're into the swinging lifestyle, that type of thing, like as long as you don't have, you know, I guess, you know, things that hold you back from becoming something. Like everybody, like you said, everybody wants to do it, but then they don't know for sure because they feel apprehensive about, you know, their body type or whatever the case may be. So confidence, the attitude, the way that they look at life, you know, because you can tell by the way a person looks at life how they may look at the industry. So those three things is what I look for most before I look at any body parts, before I look at anything else. So if you possess those things, then you basically got your foot in the door.
Okay, okay. Makes sense. From a male standpoint, if you had some guys that called in while you're on the show, when I have you on as basically the sole guest, and they said that they wanted to become a part of the industry, they wanted you to take them under their wing, under your wing, what would you be looking for exactly besides the mental aspect, as far as, you know, physical features, as far as nationality, race is concerned, you know, things of that nature, so guys, you know, can get an idea if they may actually have a shot at being one of Miss Honey's protege.
Okay, you like wanting to know what I personally look for?
You personally. I mean, because this is, it's going to be, you know, you're going to be the person that will put them on. You're going to be the person that will put them under your wing and instruct them on what you want them to do, how you want them to do it. So I want to know so that they can know, like, what would you be looking for?
Okay, well, let's see. Body type. I think that body type, you know, as long as they take care of themselves, you know, I have a thing for hairless bodies. I don't do body hair. So if you have body hair, be willing to shave it or get rid of it completely. You know, as far as, like, the size of his dick or whatever the case may be, that's important but not as important because they have dick pumps and things like that. We can work on that. But more importantly is ego factor. You know, people, oh, yeah, you know, I got a big dick. I can do this. I can do that. But if you are willing to let go of that ego and learn, you know, as, like, you know, a child would learn, you know, how to do certain things, that's, like, a big plus. You know, if you can set all that other shit aside, then you definitely have a chance. So I know that with guys, it's more or less like an ego thing. With girls, it's more of a body thing. So
you're going to have a lot of dudes running to the stores all around here, across the country, running to go get a penis pump. You realize that, right? After what you just said, you're going to have a lot of guys. I wouldn't be surprised if by midnight tomorrow, most of the stores here will be sold out of pumps. Just because
of
you.
That's funny.
Wow.
I mean, you know,
man,
wow.
Sometimes
it be that way.
You know what?
Sometimes it be that way.
Hey, but and you know what? Listen, hey, if that's what it takes, I mean, because, you know, a lot of people, when you get into certain businesses and certain industries, rather be all types of entertainment, rather be the music or rather be the adult, a lot of people change their appearance. A lot of people use things to enhance or alter their physical appearances. And if that's what it takes, if they have everything else, if they have the mental, if they're flexible, if they don't have anything holding them back, everything that you just specified, and if the last thing that they don't have but can help them is the pump in order for them to become one of your proteges or to get into the industry, then, you know, I think that's just, well, it can only help them.
It's an investment. It's a real investment. But I wanted to touch on that, though, because I don't know if you guys knew or, you know, any of your listeners knew that there is something called a hidden penis that all men have, and the only way to express that is through surgery. Some people do it, some people don't. It's a more permanent way to have more length, you know, or whatever the case may be, but it's an investment however you look at it, you know, whether it's the palm boards, the actual surgery, or whatever the case may be. But if you're trying to get on and make your name a household name and things like that and have people know who you are, you know, in the industry, just look at it as if, you know, you're investing in yourself and your future. So it's a small part of that.
Is something that is called a hidden penis, and you can have surgery, and what that brings out, whatever extra hidden
it brings out
that a male may have?
Yes, it brings out between anywhere between 1 to 3 inches extra inches of penis.
I wonder how they
do
that.
Wow, that's interesting.
I can explain it.
Why don't you explain it? And shout out to your is that your friend in the background?
No. That's
Kia. Is that you?
Yes, Wayne Coos.
Okay, I see you. I'm trying to figure out. I'm like, okay, somebody giggling back there. Who is that? But you know what though? Yeah, get into that, please.
Okay.
You know what? Before you get into that, I want to thank everyone who called into the show, everyone who was listening. Shout out to my man, M. Dot. He had to go, but I will see you at the party tomorrow night for sure. Shout out to my big brother, Navio Sky. He's going to be performing at the party tomorrow night. We have a banging swingers party going on at 9th and Erie, starting at 10 o'clock to 6 in the morning. Soon as you get to the door, you will be provided a mask along with a drink, along with some rubbers. That's right. We want to make sure you're prepared. You will have no baby making or accidents taking place on our watch. I will be hosting the show and the event live, so that means I will be getting all audio of everyone doing their thing. I will be making my way around the room, and I'm sure that my baby, Miss Honey, can appreciate that. I will have my phone right there doing interviews, so if you can't speak any words and all you can do is just moan and groan, I will be catching it live on air. So be prepared, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, it's going down. It's going to be bananas. I really, really wish that you could be here. But you know what? I'm going to make sure when you do come out here that we put something together like that just specifically for you to be the main attraction, because I think that it would be a juggernaut of an event. But shout out to my sister, Honest Fire. She's at the casino getting her gambling game on. We missed you tonight, big sis. But
yeah,
old brother held it down for you, I think. You know, hopefully you come back with some winnings. I really hope so, because baby brother need an outfit. shout out to Remy. She's going to be one of the hosts down at the event tomorrow night. Shout out to everybody. Thank everyone for calling in. I really appreciate it. And everyone that wants to still hold on and listen, because Miss Honey still has some more information that she likes to tell us. And here she is.
Okay, well, first off, I wish I could be there because, yeah, I would really cut up. But, you know, as far as the penis surgery or whatever, it's quite simple, and it's like maybe a week to 2 week healing process. It's like they go behind the balls basically, and they make a small tiny incision, and they snip. I guess it's like a connective tissue that, you know how like if you get an erection that it just feels like you can't pull it back anymore or can't push it down anymore. They actually snip that. And then when they do that, it releases, up, like I said, between 1 to 3 inches of extra penis. It's pretty simple.
And it's only a 1 to 2 week healing process for that.
1 to 2 week healing process.
Okay, okay. And how does the pump work? I mean, does it do the same thing but temporarily, or?
It pretty much does the same thing. What men do is they put their penis inside the pump, and it's like a suction, like a really strong suction that they build up, like, you know, like a bicycle pump or something like that. And it produces more of an erection, and it makes you more, I guess, it makes you harder. And the harder you are, the bigger your penis attempts to get. But like I said, it is a temporary thing. Once you ejaculate, you have to start over.
But they do work, because I've heard so many myths about these different products, whereas though like the pump and the creams and the different pills that they have out. Some say they do work, some say they don't work. You know, do you have any kind of opinion one way or another? Well, it's obvious that you feel as though the pump works, but what about the other products?
I mean, as far as pills, I don't really condone pills, you know, because you never know exactly what's in it. Even if they say it's all natural, you never know exactly what they use in the production of those pills. Creams, I don't believe that they work at all. You know, it's just a topical something that they apply. I don't believe that something that you can rub on will make your penis bigger. I don't believe that. But then again, it depends on the person's chemistry and their body. You know, if your body reacts to certain things, you never know. Like ancient times, they used to use like snakes to bite their penis to make their penis bigger. Things happen. You never know. So I believe that like pills and things like that are fads and like a quick fix, if any kind of fix. But like I said, you know, it's up to that person if they want to, you know, delve into that type of thing and find out for themselves.
Okay, okay. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. She just gave y'all the rundown. Fellas, for all of y'all that were curious, that was real pre-hyped about how you can get a chance to maybe slide into Miss Honey's dominion world, wouldn't recommend the creams. Me personally, I feel like once you rub it on your hands and you rub it to where you need to rub it to, what happens to your hands? Do your hand get big?
Right.
I mean, you know, I don't know. But I always know.
Exactly, exactly.
You know, if you make a mistake and rub it on your face, does your face get fatter? I mean, you know, I don't know. But her recommendation would be the pump, and her number one recommendation would be to have this surgery. It's only a 1 to 2 week healing process. Ladies, if you have a strong mindset and if you're willing to learn, listen, and compromise, it's not just about the looks and the body. And if you love, you know, basically doing with what we do at night, then, you know, this might be the type of industry that you may want to get involved in. Miss Honey, you were fabulous. I mean, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show tonight.
Thank you, babe.
I mean, the show ran over. I didn't even have enough time, you know, to take calls because so many people had so many questions, and I just wanted to be able to get to the questions so that you can answer them. But you were fabulous. I really appreciate you coming on tonight. And, you know, if possible, I would like to have you come on for the full show and basically just dedicate it to your work, to you, what you do, your website. Hopefully your second page will be up so all through the night people can request you and see what you're about and get a chance to sample your work. Also, we're going to talk about, you know what, I'm going to call you and we'll talk about what you need as far as where your DVD is concerned so I can start getting that lined up for you.
Okay. Sounds good.
Kia, you there,
yeah,
baby?
Yep.
Appreciate you calling in as always.
I was the quiet one because she had the show, so she had the show, so, you know. I might share my answer because I had a good story for you, but I'll probably share it tomorrow.
Well, you know what, though? But that's okay because she's coming back. She gave me the okay that she's coming back, and we're going to definitely get your story. We're going to get your story when she comes back That way, you know, the story will be lined up with the topic, and I'm sure it's going to be. I'm gonna let the callers tell their stories and so forth, and ask her as many questions as they want to ask her, as many questions that she feels like answering. But I want to thank you again, Boo, for calling in. I really appreciate it. Yeah, you always support the show. So thank you very much. And give that baby a kiss for me. I hope that baby lets you get some rest tonight. And, Miss Honey, I'll be calling you back in a few minutes.
Okay, Les. I'll be around.
All right, y'all take care.
All right.
Night-night.
Good night.